So this is my first podcast ever. I really don't know what to talk about. So I'm going to call this segment, this episode or whatever, Nerd Things. Just things the nerds want to talk about, or not nerds, but you know, comic book fans, people who like superhero movies, things like that. I'll be talking about that. I'll be here all day long. All night, actually. It's like 11 o'clock. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to be talking about. So, get ready, because it's going down right now. Who else thinks that the Justice League movie was not what we expected? It was definitely good. Definitely good. But when they had the chance to gather all the best superheroes of all time, they did just okay. Okay, just okay. I don't think that should be it. I don't think that it should have just been okay. I feel like it should have been more than just okay. The Avengers movie, listen. When we got the Avengers movie, we wasn't expecting... Well, we was because of the posters, the trailers, and so whatnot. But we didn't expect for Thor, Hulk, Black Widow, Hawkeye to become part of that world. Who knew? They were actually going to become useful. Kinda. I think that bringing out what the Avengers did, Marvel did, what the Avengers movie, the very first Avengers movie, is that they built up a character development without people even, sometimes people even not knowing these characters or where they come from. And yet they were still able to say, oh, these characters have been here this whole time. And that was good. They still do amazing with that. They still go on that. And I love how they brought up Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy was a great approach to bring out their ultimate universe. Like, not the ultimate universe, but their universe to life. Because, you know, once the Guardians of the Galaxy hit, you didn't even know who was these people. But once the Guardians of the Galaxy hit theaters, you were like, holy crap. There's space in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and there's this much that they can do with movies and stuff, that these whole, like, space, planets, these other galaxies, these other worlds, they all come together. And it's amazing, because Marvel did that. I'm keep talking about Marvel, I just kind of left the Justice League behind, I'm sorry, but that's what I'm trying to say. Marvel has a lot to talk about. And their stories, and has a lot to show. Some of their stories might not be great, some of their sequels might not be great, but most of them are. What they're great doing at doing is, I think they're great at developing a good storyline and a good story that people will enjoy. And I think they're very good at the end. All their directors, all their cast, and everything, they're all very great at connecting all of it together. And that's also one of the things. I think that Marvel didn't want to fail. So they got Disney, you know. But Disney bought them. Disney bought Marvel. So I doubt that Marvel has any chance of failing anytime soon. You know, besides the characters they have outside their hands. Some characters that Marvel still can get their hands on, such as the X-Men. Well, take that back. Fox is now part of Disney. So, 21st Century Fox is now part of Disney. So, 21st, yeah, I think that's right. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I think they have a greater chance of making better movies, because Disney's known for making, you know, kid movies and kid-friendly movies. But I feel like Disney tries to find the best directors to make the best they can at their movies. And that's amazing. And yeah, that's just my opinion on the cinematic universe, and I feel like it's gonna keep growing. There's a lot of movies in development that are not part of the cinematic universe, such as Venom, Deadpool 2. I assume there's another X-Men movie coming. There's the New Mutants movie coming out, and that's a horror movie. That's something that has never been seen before. Marvel's doing it. Marvel's killing the game with movies inside their universe and outside their universe, such as Venom and Deadpool, like I just mentioned. They're doing great, and they should keep it that way. Hopefully, the Venom movie and the Deadpool 2 movie are good. I hope the Deadpool 2 movie is just as great as the first Deadpool, and I hope the Venom movie is just as good as we hope so. So, I hope it's good. On the other side of things, the DCEU, the DC Cinematic Universe, it's kind of lacking. Why I say lacking, because they have so many great characters, but these people trying to build a universe, trying to catch up to Marvel is what's messing them up. They trying to do everything too quick, and it just doesn't turn out. So, I can't say the same things that I said for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because it's not the same. Yeah, they have a great team. Yeah, they did that. Joss Whedon has actually produced some parts of the Justice League, and that's also, I guess, a bad part, because these two directors, one who's known by darkness and one who's known by comedy, is putting things together, and you can tell in the movie if you know the directors and like the feeling of each director by watching either the Avengers or Batman vs. Superman, because Joss Whedon totally directed, Joss Whedon did the Avengers, the very first Avengers movie, and it was great. And then Zack Snyder did Batman vs. Superman, which it was okay. So when you watch the Justice League, you can tell the differences in atmosphere and feeling of each scene, which director did what. And it's kind of you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the humor's through jokes, sometimes it gets too dark, sometimes it just doesn't work like that for the Justice League. Some of their movies are good. I'm not gonna say great, they're good. I really like the Suicide Squad. Will Smith did an amazing job as Deadshot, and I feel like he's the Deadshot of the cinematic universe. Jared Leto's Joker, I wouldn't say disappointing, but that's what a lot of people say. And I feel like it was cool, but it wasn't great, and it wasn't the Joker that everybody knows and loves. It was just this, like, I don't know, cult addict, kind of a douche, yeah, a lot, big douche. And a cat who goes brrrr for some reason when he's like threatening his victims or whatever. Harley Quinn, hot. I can't complain about her. Margot Robbie, she's hot. She's hot. And she also did a great job as a character. And I can't wait for to make a good Harley Quinn movie. Because the way the DC Cinematic Universe is going, it doesn't look like we'll get hopefully any great movie anytime soon. But one thing I cannot complain about is the Wonder Woman movie, how good it was, how really good it was, how it made me feel like the origin of Wonder Woman was right there. It made me feel like I actually watched Wonder Woman for the first time. Like, it made me forget totally. It made me forget, and it made me remember the part of Batman vs. Superman. And the reason why this, because in Batman vs. Superman, she showed up, like, out of middle of nowhere, she kicked ass. I don't know if you can cuss on this podcast, but she kicked ass with Doomsday, and she was just such an original character to the cast and to the story. The Wonder Woman movie was also great. It made me feel like it was a, like, Like when the Avengers did Captain America. Yeah, I feel like it was that, but better. And it was really close to her. It stayed to her roots of a woman and what strong woman should be. And what she is, what an Amazon should be. And that was great. That was awesome. That was an awesome movie. I really enjoyed Man of Steel too, because it, I'm going to say that, yeah, I really do enjoy Man of Steel. I enjoy these movies, but the little things they did that they could have done is what throws me off and what makes me be like, eh, with these movies. Makes me want to jump into the Marvel Universe and be like, okay, you know, they should have done this like the Marvel Universe did. But wait, they're not Marvel. But like I was saying, I really enjoy the Man of Steel movie, and that's where I go. They're not Marvel, and that's why I enjoyed it, because it was Superman took into a dark place where he had to, you know, sacrifice his persona of being, you know, not killing anybody when he kills one of his persons from his home planet, the one of the few left of his home planet. And that was really good. And I feel like the Man of Steel movie was also really great. I think, yeah, it was great. It was good. It was a good movie. It was the very first time that I've seen Superman in the big screen. You know, when I first saw the Man of Steel movie, I saw it in theaters, and it was great. It was the first time I've ever seen the Man of Steel on a big screen, and it was amazing. It's a good movie, but I can't say anything else about any other movies. Maybe the Suicide Squad, and definitely Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, we can put it, like, aside, okay? Because that's just great. It's just a great movie. For any comic book fan that's trying to get into Wonder Woman or trying to know who Wonder Woman is or don't know who Wonder Woman is, this is a great time to pick up a Wonder Woman comic book and pick up the Wonder Woman movie from now. Not the one from the 70s, or I think it was the 70s, I think, or the 80s. Pick up the Wonder Woman movie now, watch it, and enjoy it. Because it's good. It's just that good, okay? And you're gonna be like, oh, well, if you think the Wonder Woman movie is good and is great, then why don't you think the Justice League is great? Why don't you think Batman vs. Superman is great? I do think the Batman vs. Superman is definitely good. I wouldn't say great, because it's got so many meme parts that became memes, you know, like the Martha part. You know? That the Martha thing was the biggest controversial movie scene that we had in my generation of a comic book movie. I would say that would be it. And that's one of the reasons why I don't think it's great, the Batman vs. Superman. But I really love one thing of a Zack Snyder. I really love how Zack Snyder tries to bring comic books to life. Like, he tries to bring scenes straight out of the comic book. Like, it was straight pulled out of the comic book. And that was amazing. I love how he gave us a new Batman. I like that. I like how in Batman vs. Superman, we were expecting for Ben Affleck to be the best part of the movie. We thought he was going to suck, but he actually ended up being the best part of the movie. So I love how he gave us an old Batman who's kind of ruthless, doesn't really care. He's really down to kill Superman and save at the end. But he's really down to kill Superman at the beginning, and he's got us that motivation. And, you know, it's a really good. And I say this, the basement scene or whatever, the scene where he's just kicking ass and it looks like an Arkham Asylum game. That's just freaking amazing. I loved it. And that was amazing. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. That was a great part of the movie. That was an amazing part of the movie. And also, what I'm trying to say, I'm not saying that I don't like these movies. I like them, but they certainly could be better than what they were. But I was saying back to Wonder Woman, well, what do you like the other ones? If you like Wonder Woman, Suicide Squad, whatever. I do, I like them, like I said. But they just have things in their movies that it takes too long or something. Just, I don't know. And Justice League was definitely great, but I forgot all the aspects of their heroes. Like building up through a movie, building up a cinematic universe is not that easy, you know? And they, in Justice League, they expect us to know that all these characters went through that already. Like, they expect us to know Cyborg, Aquaman, like that. They just throw the story like that. And, I know they're saving a lot of things for their very own movie, each character. Cyborg movie, The Flash movie, Aquaman movie, even Shazam is probably going to come into the scene. But, I mean, Batman, it's cool. Okay, I'm not going to complain about this, but Batman throwing jokes, I feel like Batman should be dark. Batman throwing jokes is cool, it's funny, but I don't know. I feel like the Justice League could have done better. I definitely think the Justice League could have done better. And I've seen some pictures floating online today, recently, of the Shazam movie. I hope it's great. I hope that movie is great. I hope they pick a good cast. I hope they stick to the comic book material. I hope it just does great. I hope it's a good origin movie like Wonder Woman was. I hope the best for the DC Cinematic Universe. Because I really enjoy their movies, their characters, their cast. Zack Snyder's doing a decent job. And you know what? I'm gonna say, I hope to see more of the Jared Leto Joker. Because I would like to see the conflict between a actual movie conflict between the Jared Leto Joker and the Batfleck. So that's really what I want to see. That's one of the main things I want to see. I want to see a Batman movie with the new Batman, the Harley Quinn, some new villain that we haven't seen. Like, not a new villain, but maybe something old. Bringing it back new and making it better, hopefully. Maybe bring out Penguin, you know, bring him back with another casting, or maybe bring on the Riddler. He wasn't given too much justice in Batman and Robin, or I think it was Batman and Robin, or is Batman Forever? One of those two. I don't really quite remember, but it's one of those two, I think. And Jim Carrey, you know, I love Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey was amazing. It was, to me, you know, as nostalgia, as a kid, I loved these old movies. I love Batman, the Batman, the Tim Burton Batman, Batman Forever, Batman and Robin. I actually really enjoyed Batman and Robin as a kid. Now that I see it, it's kind of like, what is this? My eyes are hurting, my brain is bleeding. I think that they could bring out, for the Batman movie, they could bring out, you know, villains that we haven't seen. Killer Croc is a Batman villain, definitely. We've seen him in the Suicide Squad. I was going to mention him because I didn't really think that he's got a movie, but now that I think about it, he was in the Suicide Squad, so we don't really need to see much of Killer Croc anymore, I don't feel, but we should have had to see a little more about Killer Croc. Let's see, what's another villain? Poison Ivy. You know, I just thought of the great villain they could do for a cinematic universe movie for Batman. To attach this to feel Batman's like real theme and emotion that Batman is as a character, as a comic book character. I feel like they need to bring Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze is a awesome character with a super sad backstory, and if they were to put the Heart of Ice storyline from the Batman animated series, if they were to put that story into a movie or adapt it somehow to make it more like a, I don't care if the movie's called Batman Heart of Ice, but to make it kind of like a a Mr. Freeze movie, you know, inside a Batman movie, but make it feel like Mr. Freeze is given his character, you know, his origins and the things that he went through. I think that would be a good storyline to adapt to a movie. You know, set aside Superman, put aside Wonder Woman, forget the Suicide Squad, and just think about this part that Bruce Wayne, Batman, had to go through in life with this villain, who also has a very good story to tell, and that should be told in a big screen, that should be given to a good cast, should be a good character. And my opinion on who would be Mr. Freeze, that would be hard. You would have to find a very emotional person who's also hard when it comes to it, who's sympathetic when it comes to the thing that he loved, but when it comes to giving it all, he doesn't have any mercy, or to protect the thing that he loves, or to do something, fight for the thing that he loves. I don't know what kind of casting would be, but hopefully it would be somebody who can lose their hair and still look pretty dang, I wouldn't say terrifying, but pretty dang, you know, ruthless, or, you know, cold. I don't know who would be casting for Mr. Freeze, but that's just my opinion, and I feel like that would be a great adaptation to do for a live screen, for a big screen movie. So, that's pretty much all I have to say right now about that, the Avengers, the Justice League, Marvel, and DC. I will have more to say about it tomorrow. This is my first podcast ever, so hopefully you'll like it. So yeah, this is Nerd Things with Steven, and I'm signing off. Deuces!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.